Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your destination coach, Danielle Shelton. This is a bonus episode. I have been putting out shows on Thursdays of every week, but I have been really, really consumed with what I need to put out now. Like, it can't wait until Thursday. The pressure that's on me, the internal push, says this has to happen right now. It can't wait. It cannot wait till Thursday. It has to happen now. So let me start by saying, life can get really interesting. And what I am seeing from people all around me is this impatience that exists where there is change. What I'm also seeing is impatience that exists when people are waiting on change to happen, but they have not matured into that change. Like, you have not actually matured yourself and strengthened yourself and readied yourself for the change that you are wanting to see take place. And it is forcing people into unnecessary depression. It is causing anxiety. It is making people contemplate taking their life because they want so badly for something to happen so quickly. And they are not preparing themselves for that thing, whatever that thing may be. And I have just been consumed with the thought of consequences. This is going to be a rough one, y'all. So just hold on. It's going to be a rough one for some people. Consequences. For every action, there is a consequence. For everything we do. Everything we do, every decision we make, it comes at a cost. Sometimes the cost is low, sometimes the cost is high, but there is always a cost, whether the cost be time or the cost be money. And just so you know, out of the two of those, the most expensive one is time. Because you cannot recoup time. When time is gone, it is gone, and you cannot recoup it. So this is what I want to say, because I did my homework, which was in my last episode. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, go on back, listen to the last episode. And I want you to know that I did my homework for the last episode. And the homework was to sit and be still. And when I sat and I was still, here are the things that I started to think about, and then the things that started to culminate in my gut or in my spirit. We will live our lives any way we want to for 15 years, right? Whatever we want to do, we out here, we outside, we in the streets. We live in life however we want to live for 15 years, solid. We not saving any money. We spending, we clubbing, we drinking. Some people are doing drugs. Some people are just having sex with this person, that person, any person, every person, whatever goes, right? We YOLO for 15 years. And then you figure out YOLO is not where it is. And then you figure out, oh, saying you only live once is stupid, because you get a chance to live every day. And if you're doing that every day, then you realize that term itself is ridiculous, because you are ridding yourself of opportunities to be different and to be better. So you've been out here in these streets cutting the fool for 15 years, and then you have a light bulb moment that says, damn, I gotta do more. Damn, more is required of me. Damn, this is getting old. This scene is getting old. The things that I'm doing is getting old. Having sex with 100 people a day is getting old. It's getting tired. I don't really want to do it anymore. Now, all of a sudden, the drinking is not just drinking, have a good time. Now, I got a drinking problem. Now, the drugs is not just drugs every now and again. Now, I got a drug problem. Now, the sex is not just sex every now and again. Now, I got a sex problem. Now, I'm not just stealing a little bit here and there. Now, I have a whole problem about theft. Like, we very quickly donate time to foolishness. And then we reach a point in our lives, and we all do reach a point in our lives where we say, I want to be a better person. It got to be more to life than this, right? And this is where I see people connect with God. I have seen people deny God all their life, deny that a God even exists. And when they get to the moment of wanting more, they say, oh, that God must mean something. That God must mean, so I need a relationship with that God, because that God, this thing is too heavy. This life is too heavy. I need something else. And I've seen people give their life and turn their life over to God. And you know what happens? People become frustrated and they become upset because they expect for God to work like a genie. They expect to give their lives to God and then to say, poof, your sins and everything you did, it's all over. Wake up, it's done. You know, like they really expect like the fairy Tinkerbell fairy dust, sprinkle it everywhere, and boom, none of your consequences matter. And here is what I want people to know. Even when you turn your life over to God, there are still consequences for what you did. Even if you turn your life over to God, there are consequences for what you did. Becoming a better person does not absolve you of consequences. Making better choices for your today does not absolve you for the consequences of yesterday. You will still have consequences. So having a relationship with God does not absolve you of any of the consequences of your own actions. God does not promise you to remove the consequences. There's never a promise. There's never anything that was ever discussed with you. It was never said. God never said he would remove consequences. Never said that. That's something that we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves, well, I acted a fool for the last 15 years. I decided to give myself to Christ on Sunday. And by the next Sunday, everything that went wrong in my life should go right in my life. And that is incorrect. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what happens. When you acted a fool for 15 years, you was friends with the enemy. And the enemy was like, yeah, let's get lit. Bottle popping, 15 years, me, you and the enemy, y'all hanging tight. And then you decide you want to be different. You want to do different. You want to see different. You want to have a relationship with God. Guess what happens? The enemy is like, oh, no, the hell you won't have a relationship with him. You see that trouble? Remember that trouble that we got in together? Boom. Consequence. Remember that thing that happened? Boom. Consequence. Remember that person that we wasn't real nice to? Boom. Consequence. Because now that you and the devil are not friends, now the devil is like, oh, we was having a good time and you know the consequences was there, but we was able to drown those out. But now you want to be sober. Now let me help you see all of these consequences now that you're sober. And it becomes uncomfortable. Because at the time that you are battling with the devil, at the time you're battling with the enemy, God is needing to separate you and set you apart from everything that you did that was foolish. From the people, from the places, for some of y'all, the jobs. God is separating you. He separates. And he like, nah, we can have a relationship. But in order to have a relationship with me, you got to get out. So in order to have a relationship with me, you can't stay in relationship with the enemy. You can't cheat on me with the enemy. If we're going to have a relationship, we're going to have a relationship. So what God starts to do is God starts to separate you and move you, remove people from you. And all of that is painful. All of that hurts. And sometimes it takes a long time because of us. Sometimes we're like, oh Lord, I knew you was going to separate me from my friend, but I didn't know you was going to separate me from my man. Yeah. Yep. Yep, sis. Yep. Yep. He got to go. Yep. Yep. He got to go. Yep. She got to go. Yep. Yep. Got to separate you from that. Got to separate you from that too. Got to, yep. Nope. We're going to get rid of this job because this job causes you to keep this sort of company. So we're going to get rid of that. There's a separation that takes place. And once you've been separated, now there's a rebuilding. You got to rebuild. Because last time you had your house, and your house was built on matchsticks. Your house was built on switches. Your house was built on palm tree leaves. It was useless. But now you're building this house on the relationship of God, and God is using bricks to build his house. It's going to take a lot longer. These bricks are heavier. It's heavier than a palm tree leaf. It's a lot heavier. But it also doesn't break its brass. It doesn't blow with the wind. It steadies. It holds. So I just want to give you this bonus episode to let you guys know, listen, I know it's a lot happening, and I know it feels like, since you have given yourself over to God and since you've decided to have a relationship with God, I know it feels like things are going wrong and change isn't happening fast enough. I just want you to know the separation you are feeling is intentional and necessary. So in the times of you being separated, get into your word, read your word, find your relationship. Let me tell y'all something. When you start to get separated from things, that means you're coming into relationship with God. What do you do in a relationship? Do you talk all the time? Huh? Because if you talk all the time and you're in relationship with God, why are you not talking to him all the time? We'll go through our spouse's phone, some of us, and look for all kinds of stuff. But are you going through God's word like that? We have to be mindful of how we choose relationships and how we choose God in relationship, because it matters. Relationship with God is just as intentional as any other relationship in your life. So I'm asking you, in the times when you feel like things are going wrong, you can't handle it, you don't know what to do, you're being separated, you're being pulled apart, the consequences of the things that you have done are now coming home to roost, I am asking you to withstand, to hold still, to be resilient. Because I'm telling you, stay on the path. Because what's on the other side of that is so much better than what you left. God is good in all things. And God's blessings are good in all things. So I want all of you, anybody listening, to know, there will be consequences. Whether you choose to have a relationship with God now or you choose to have a relationship with God then, having a relationship with God does not absolve you of the consequences of your actions. And when you are choosing relationship with God and you are intentional about your relationship, you are also choosing to set yourself apart. And you should. Action step. You know my podcast come with action steps. Last week, I told you to be still. This week, I want you to choose a psalm. Go to the book of Psalms, choose one. I don't care which one you choose. Choose one. Study it verse by verse this whole week. 7 days. Study it verse by verse this entire week. Take notes. And after you take notes, if you have questions, y'all can always hit me up. DanielleShelton1217@gmail.com. If you have questions, you can hit me up. You can leave questions here on this podcast. But if you have questions, let me know. I'm interested to know how your study went. All right, y'all, that is it for this bonus episode. I just wanted to drop that off and encourage you that consequences don't mean that God's not listening. That's not what consequences mean. Consequences just mean you are just getting the consequences of your actions. That's it. It's all. That's it. It's nothing more than that. All right? So, I love you all. Take care. God absolutely loves each and every one of you. Till next time, this has been another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. See y'all later.